Today's daf is Menachas Daf Hey, and we are 5 lines from the top of Daf Hey Yom Aleph. So the topic of the daf is still a Karban Mincha that was brought Shaloi Lishma. First Mishnah of Masechta said, Kol HaMenachas SheNikmetzu Shaloi Lishma Ksheirois Ela Shaloi Olu L'Bailam L'Shem Chayva Chutz Mi Minchas Chayte U'Minchas Kanois. And the Gemara in Daf Tal Yom Aleph discussed in somewhat detail what the source is that a minchas choyte and a minchas kano is shaloi lishma is possible. The Gemara thought you could learn it from chatas. At second glance, the Gemara said you can't learn anything from chatas as it relates to the halakas of shaloi lishma. At the end, the Gemara said that it says who or he, and just like the Gemara in the beginning of Masechta Zvachim darshins from an extra word who, chatas who. And that teaches me that a chata shalei lishma isn't only la'yalu l'bayilu l'shem chayva, but in fact it's possible. So too the minchas chayte, the minchas kanois, where the Torah uses that same word, who and he, it too, shalei lishma, is going to be possible. Stating that, Rav said that although the Mishnah only gave 2 exceptions to the rule, 2 examples of a minchas shalei lishma is possible, there's really a third, and that is the minchas oimer. The minchas oimer, Rav said, that was brought shalei lishma is going to be possible. And Rav said, even though I don't have a pasuk for it, I don't have a who or a he or a limud, stating that, Rav said, I know misvara. The svara was, hayul uvas lahater v'loi hitir. Because what's the purpose of the minchas oimer? The purpose was to be matir, the tefuah chadash. The Torah says that it is also to eat from the new crop that grows in Eretz Yisrael until you take from that crop and you offer up a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was a carbon mincha. It came from the tefuah that it was coming to be matir. And it was a minchas tefuah. But the point is that the purpose of the minchas oimer was to be matted the Tefuah HaKadosh. Now, being that every carbon shaloi lishma is at the very least le'olu l'bayilun l'shem chayva, so it would come out that a minchas oimer, if you want to tell me that it's kosher, v'lo'olu l'bayilun l'shem chayva, essentially you're telling me that the minchas oimer is not accomplishing what it's supposed to do. Its purpose, its existence in this world is to be matted the Tefuah HaKadosh, but being that it's at the best, so it doesn't have the ability to be matir for Achadasha. If it can't do what it was intended to do, then it's pointless to even be makrivit. So says Rav, that even though I don't have a pasuk that says that the minchas oimer shalei lishma is going to be possible, but at the same time, the minchas oimer shalei lishma is going to be possible. Because any carbon whose essence is to be matir or to be machsher, to the extent it can't be matir or machsher, it's over. This carbon expires, there's no dinim. The kehanim don't eat the shirayim, you don't put anything on the mizbeach, you can't be mekayim any shiyari mitzvah, in contrast to an ordinary carbon shalei lishma, where the halacha is that at the very least, it would be kosher, despite the fact that it's le'olu l'bayim l'shem chayv. So Rav gave 2 additional examples of this. One is the Asham Nazir, the other is the Asham Metzayir, but for today's daf, the topic is going to be Rav's halacha regarding the Minchas Oimer. And as we're going to see, there's 2 additional opinions in the Gemara as it relates to the Minchas Oimer shalei lishma, and the Gemara begins with the first, and that is Shitas Reish Lakish. Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon Lakish, Amir Rav Shimon Lakish said, Minchas Oimer shekamsa shalei lishma ksheiro, the Minchas Oimer that was brought shalei lishma is going to be kosher, like the Pashtus in the Mishnah. Kol HaMenachas SheNikmetzu Shaloi Lishma Ksheiros, included in that is even the Minchas Oimer. Stating that, says Reish Lakish, there is one important halacha that the Kehanim have to be aware of as it relates to the Minchas Oimer Shaloi Lishma, and that is Shiorea Ein Necholin Ad Shetovi Minchas Oimer Acheres V'Tatira. Ordinarily, when a carbon minchas brought, a chelik of it was put on the Mizbeach, the koimetz, and a chelik of it was given to the kayanim. Only the kayanim, because the minchas kodesh kadashim, and kachi kadashim is only eaten by zichre kahuna, but part of it was eaten, albeit by the kayanim. It's what's known as the shiyari mincha, the shirayim of the karbim mincha. That's in contrast to the shirayim in the context of a zevach, which is referred to as the shiyari hadam, that they used to pour on the yisoid and the mizbech. This shirayim was eaten, it's the shirayim of the mincha, it was eaten by the kehanim. Says Reish Lakish, if a mincha seimer was brought shalei lishma, being that it's like alu l'bayilun l'shem chayva, so it comes out that even though you're being makir of this carbon, it's really not a kosher carbon. If it's not a kosher carbon, it was never matir the tefuah hakadosha. If it wasn't matir the tefuah hakadosha, the kehanim aren't going to be able to eat the shirayim. So says Reish Lakish, even though it's true it's kosher, but at the same time, very important halacha, and a really a basic halacha if you do the back of the envelope arithmetic, because there's an issur to eat from the tefuah hakadosha until the carbon oimer was brought. The carbon oimer was brought from the tefuah chadasha. That's the essence of the carbon oimer. Take the tefuah chadasha, bring a carbon, then afterwards you can eat from the tefuah chadasha. To the extent it's loy alu, that means it wasn't matter the tefuah chadasha. Therefore, the kaihanim from this carbon gufa would not be able to eat from the shirai. But the Gemara asks a very lumdish akasha. Akasha that's going to be the source of this morning's raid. And that is, mikrav heichi karva. How then, asks the Gemara, could you be makriv? To the extent that the kaihanim are not going to be able to eat from the shirayim of this mincha. What does that mean? It means that this thing that you're being makriv on the mizbeach is something that's asur la'achila. How do I know that? Because the kihanim can't eat it. What's the iser? It's the iser chadash. The kihanim will not be able to eat it. To the extent that it's something the kihanim will not be able to eat, it should be possible like krova. Because mimashki Yisrael, Yecheskel Hanavi, in Perek Memhei, when he describes Bayishlishi and mentions over there many important halachas as it relates to the laws of Kachem, one of the things he says is that the Nesachim were brought from Mashki Yisrael, from kosher wine, from something that a mashka, literally, that a Jew is allowed to drink. And we learn from there a halacha, that the only time you're allowed to bring a carbon is if the thing that you're being makriv is mina mutar liYisrael. So to the extent that this oimer is chadash, and it's for that reason Rish Lakish said the kehanim are not allowed to eat the shirayim, then how could you even put the koimitz on the mizbeach? L'churit, isn't there a problem of mimashki Yisrael? Am Rav Ad Barahava, so Rav Ad Barahava said, chasav Rish Lakish, em mechus hazman lo bay bayayim. Rish Lakish must have held a very big chiddush. Rish Lakish must have held that although it's true right now, there's a problem in mimashki Yisrael with this koimitz. How do we know that? Again, from the fact that the kehanim can't eat the shirayim. What's the problem? The problem is the issa chadash. But being that right after you bring this carbon, on Tezayin Nisan, there's a chayvah sayayim to bring another mincha sayayim. You have to bring a kosher one. This one was like alul bayim l'shem chayvah. So that means by definition, we're going to bring a second one. And that second one is going to be mater all the tfuah hachadasha. So it's going to come out that even though right now, there's a problem with this kaimetz, but later in the day, it's going to become okay. Ein mechusas man l'bay bayayin. When there's an issue with something today, but you know later that day that issue is going to be removed, we could look at it magically as if that issue has been removed even right now. Now, the truth is, this idea of ein mechusas man l'bay bayayin is something that's come up in the past. But ordinarily, when you find the idea of ein mechusas man l'bay bayayin, what it means is all you have to do is wait for time to pass, and the issue that you're dealing with right now is going to go away. So a person's tameh at night, uba shemesh v'taher, the person's going to be tar. It's just a matter of time. Ein mechusas man l'bay bayayin. Being that it's just a matter of time, so we don't look at there as being a chisaron as it relates to the psul mechusas man and with regards to other contexts as well. But over here, it's very hard to tell me that there shouldn't be a problem with the tefua because I know that later that day, they're going to bring a carbon. Maybe they're not going to bring a carbon mincha. That's not ein mechusas man l'bay bayayim. Ein mechusas man l'bay bayayim is when all that's missing is man. Over here, you're not just missing is man. You actually have to bring another mincha. So that's a very obvious ha'ara on the Gemara. Another very obvious ha'ara on the Gemara is that the Gemara is tining that how could, according to Reish Lakish, by the mincha sa'oyim shalay l'shma, you be makriv the koimetz to the extent you can't eat the shirayim. And why can't you eat the shirayim? Because it's chadash, then you shouldn't be able to makriv the koimetz because it's a problem in Mashke Yisrael. Every mincha sa'oyim, you have the same problem. Because the mincha sa'oyim is what's matter the tefuah chadasha. That means until you makriv it, you can't eat the tefuah chadasha. When could you eat the tefuah chadasha? When you makriv. But the problem is at the time that you makriv it, it's still lost. So the Rishonim say, you have to say that it's one of the examples in Shas where we invoke ban kechad. So sometimes there's an idea. So it's a catch 22. It's a chicken and an egg, right? What started first? I need to be makrivit for it to be okay. But if I'm not makrivit and it's not okay, I can't be makrivit. But being that it's all happening b'vas achas, that's going to be fine. The problem by the minchas o'im shalei l'shma is that it's not even going to be matir the tefuah chadasha b'vas achas. Even after the haktor, I'm going to have to bring another carbon mincha. Stating, yeah, Rav Ad Barahava said that Rish Lakish must be predicated on a svar of ein mechusas man l'bay bayayim, albeit a very mechudish diga application of the svar of ein mechusas man l'bay bayayim. And it's on that hisafa that Rish Lakish's shita is taluy in ein mechusas man l'bay bayayim that the Gemara is going to digress now. And says the Gemara, Masr Ravada b'reid Rav Yitzchak, Ravada b'reid Rav Yitzchak asked the kasha from the following price, so yesh ba'ufis she'ein b'menachis agast. There's certain chumras that a carbon oif has over a mincha. There's certain chumras that a carbon mincha has over an oif. So the standard ordinary carbon was a zevach, oila, shlamim, chatos, asham, toida, meiser, bachar, etc., etc. But there were exceptions to the rule. One exception was oifis, another exception is menachis. And each one has a chumra that the other one doesn't have. Yesh ba'oifes. What's some of the chumras that oifes has over menaches? Number one, sha'oifes ba'in benidvash time. Two people can chip in. They could be partners in bringing oifes. But by menaches, it says nefesh in the Torah. And nefesh teaches me only a yachid can bring a mincha. You can't have a partner in your carbon mincha. Another chumra that an oif has over a mincha is mechusrei kapar. You find people that are mechusrei kapar, people that are tameh and need to bring a carbon in order to be tahar, they can attain their tahira by bringing oifes. What are the four examples of the mechusrei kapar? So we have it in parentheses. Zav v'zava yoledas u'metzayra. But there's no idea that a zav zava yoledas u'metzayra can attain tahira by bringing a mincha. Additionally, v'hutru michal yisurim b'kodesh. You find that an oif, in the context of kachim, becomes mutter, where in the context of chulin, it would be asa. And that, of course, is malika. Malika's oif chulin is trefa, it's nevela. But malika's oif kachim, that's the way you're supposed to eat it. So that's a very big kiddush that you find by oifis. You don't have any of those kiddushim by menachas. Mashenkim and menachas. Ish menachas, you have chumers that menachas has over oifis. Number one, shamanachas tuna is kli. A mincha fathers a kli. There's a kli sharis that plays a very important part of the mincha. They used to put into the kli sharis twice. Right, once to be mekadesh the entire mincha, then they would take the koimitz and put it into a kli sharis again. That was the equivalent there of Kabbalah. But by an oif, there was no kli. Even the shechita, it was done with the fingernail of the kayin. There was no keli at all. Additionally, a tenuf of agasha. There was the avoid of tenuf of agasha that a mincha had, that an oif didn't have. And finally, v'yeshma b'tzibah could be yachid. A mincha could be brought, mincha tzibah, such as the mincha sayimah, the shtei halechem, as opposed to an oif. An oif was never brought b'tzibah, masha enkein, b'oifas. What's the Gemara's kasha? One of the things that we mentioned was, is that oifas are hutru michlali suran, as opposed to menachas are never hutru michlali suran. Where's an oif hutru michlali suran? Malika. Malika's oif chulin is an avela. Malika's oif kachim is okay. Perfect. If you're going to tell me that minchas oimer shaloi lishma is kosher, albeit for loy olu l'bayin l'shem chayva, to the extent that's loy olu l'bayin l'shem chayva, that means it wasn't matter the tefuah chadasha. If it wasn't matter the tefuah chadasha, that means the koimitz is chadash. If the koimitz is chadash, there's a problem with mimashki Yisrael. So it comes out, you're taking a halacha mimashki Yisrael that ordinarily undermines the entire Seder Kachem, and all of a sudden you tell me, in this case, there's an exception to the rule. And what is that menachas? So if that's the case, and for the Gemara, posh the teretz. We just said that the reason there's no problem in Mashki Yisrael is because Emechus is Malo Bebeyayim. Because even though right now it's Chadash, but later today it's not going to be Chadash. Because we're going to bring the Karban Mincha, and when we bring the good Karban Mincha, and this time have the right Kavanas, at that point it's not going to be an issue anymore. So to the extent that there's a Svar of Emechus is Malo Bebeyayim, that says it's not Chadash as it relates to this halacha. It's not the pshat, it's an isra chadash, it's mutter, thus you have an example of where the minchas hutshru michlal yisurim. That's not the way you have to look at it in the world of lamdas. The way you have to look at it in the world of lamdas is that it's mutter now. It's a klishus in the isra because of the idea of emechus hazman l'bay b'yayim. Thus, by oif, you find something that ordinarily would be really aser. Here the Torah was mechadish that malika is matter and oif kachem lachila. That's not something you find by Yimincha. Masav Rav Sheish is another kasha on Rav Adabar. I have a suggestion that Rish Lakish's chiddush by Minchas Omer is predicated on emechus hazman l'bay b'yayim, and that is from the laws of Mitzayra. So in order to really get this price, it would have to be more familiar with the laws of Mitzayra, but that's not our sugya, and it's rather complicated. But super high level, we know the Mitzayra brought a carbon chatas and a carbon asham when it came time for him to be tar, and the koyin or koyhanim would take from the dam of the chatas and from the dam of the asham, put some of it on the Mitzayra, do hazois with it. Additionally, there was shemen. Some of the shemen went on the Mitzayra. Some of the shemen, there was some sort of hazah done with. Regardless, there was a certain seder of how it was supposed to be done. And this brisa discusses what happens if it was done out of order. Says Rav, the brisa, hik the matan shemen, the matan dam. If the shemen was brought before the dam. So the dam is supposed to be brought before the shemen. So the matanis of the shemen were done before the dam. So what do? You have to redo it. Yimalenu shemen, v'yachser, v'yitain shemen, acha matan dam. So after you do the dam, now you have to do the shemen properly. Matan mohim as matan sheva. If the matanis that were put on the bahinois, on the Mitzayr himself were done before the Matan Sheva. Those are the Hazois that were done in the Beis HaMikdash, which again is out of order, because the Matan Sheva was supposed to be done before the Matan Bahinus. Yimalenu Shemen, the Yachsvit the Matan Bahinus, Acha Matan Zayis. You have to do it all over again. What's the Gemara's Kasha? Why do you have to do it all over again? And the Gemara's in the Havamina is thinking a very Mechudosh Ligasvar. The Gemara thinks, you know what the problem is? You know why, if you do the Shemen before the Dam, there's a problem? It's a pasha, you would say, ask the man on the street. I don't know, there's an order. There's a seder, how you're supposed to do it. Gemara doesn't think that. The Gemara thinks it's a psul mechos zman. The Gemara thinks that the zman of the shemen isn't chal until you bring the dam. There's a certain seder of how exactly it's supposed to be done. And if you don't do it in the proper seder, there's actually a psul mechos zman. The Gemara's kash is, why is there a psul mechos zman? There shouldn't be a problem with mechos zman. Because even though I did the shemen out of order, but I was going to do the shemen, it's going to happen. So it shouldn't be a psul mechos zman. If there's no psul mechos zman, so what's the problem if I did it out of order? No, it's nothing to do with mechos zman. The reason the seder is ma'akiv when it comes to the Tyrus HaMetzoyra is very simple. Just like in Avodah and Yom Kippur, there was the Seder was Ma'akim. So too, when it comes to Tyrus HaMetzora, the Seder was Ma'akim. Now Rapapa himself asked the Kash, a similar Kash. So the Metzora was supposed to bring his Asham before he brought the Chatas. What if he brought the Chatas before he brought the Asham? So you would think, okay, so just do the Chatas, and you know, maybe it's okay. Says the Brayis Hitzan, okay. You can't find a way to now bring the Asham before the Chatas. Meaning the Asham had to be brought before the Chatas. And now the Kohen shechted the Chatas, and then afterwards he shechted the Asham. So what would be the perfect thing to do? You have to be makbid the Asham before the Chatas, so have somebody mish the Chatas, make sure the dam doesn't go bad, so you'll still be able to do the Zrika. In the interim, do Zrikas with the Asham, and then go back and do the Zrika with the Chatas. Says the Brayis, it doesn't work. You're not supposed to do Ela tubat surasa, betetze the beis hasreifa. Once you're makbid the Chatas before the Asham, you have to burn the Asham, you have to burn the Chatas, it's possible. You do the Asham, and then you'll do the Chatas again. What's the kasha? Same kasha. The assumption is that the reason you can't bring the chatas before the asham because it's a problem of mechos hazman. Mechos hazman, lebay bayayim. Now, who asked this kasha? Rapapa. Rapapa himself was the one who answered the previous kasha by saying that the reason the seder is ma'akiv when it comes to the mitzvah is not because of mechos hazman, but the reason it's ma'akiv is because it says zois tiyeh and baviyasate. It's afraid the Gemara. My kamoisiv Rapapa. Rapapa is asking the kasha. For Rapapa, udamashani hilchos mitzvah tachsivu ba'avaya. Didn't Rapapa himself answer the previous kasha and say that the reason they say this makom when it comes to Teres and Mitzayra has nothing to do with Mechus Hazman, but it's because of the word Tia El Rapapa Achi Kasha. No, Rapapa thought this was a good kasha because Emo Rapapa thought that when it says Zois Tia Teres and Mitzayra, Baviyoset Hey Hani Mili Avoida, that's by Avoidas, but Shchita Lav Avoida. I mean that Shchita Lav Avoida. Maybe the Tia doesn't relate to that. If so, what's the problem with Shechting the Chatas before Shechting the Ashon? Presumably, the problem is because it's Mechus Hazman, because the Zman of the Chatas doesn't go into effect until you bring the Asham. You're going to bring the Asham anyways. So say, in Mechus Hazman L'Bei Bayayim. That's why Rapapa himself, who knew the Drasha, he was the one who answered the previous Kasha, but he thought it didn't relate to this part of the Braisa, because this part of the Braisa is discussing Shechita, which we know is Lav Avoidi. Thus, he thought Zois Tia wouldn't relate to it. Kamash Malon. So that was his Kasha. Now, this Kasha, V'yei Mechus Hazman L'Bei Bayayim, Yehei Achim and Maris Bedomo, V'likrav Asham, V'adu likrav Chatas, right? That was the Kasha. Elam Rapas. Rapapa was so bothered with this kasha, the Rapapa said, "I know time of the Rish Lakish." Rapapa had to say a new pshan of Rish Lakish. Again, Rish Lakish argued with Rav. Rish Lakish said that a minchas lemi that was brought shalei l'shma is kasha v'loy adu l'bayim l'shem chayva. Not like Rav that said minchas oimah shalei l'shma is pasul. Hayu l'vala hatir v'loy hiter. No. Shlokish said, like the Mishnah, Kol HaMenachay Shaloy L'Shman K'sheiros. The only exceptions are Minchas Chayte, Minchas. It's not one of the two exceptions. And it's for that reason, the halach is going to be that Shaloy L'Shma is going to be kosher. But it's Loy Alul L'Bayin L'Shem Chayv. Being that it's Loy Alul L'Bayin L'Shem Chayv, Reish Lokish said, the Kehanim can't eat from the Shiari HaMincha. They can't eat from the Shiari HaMincha until we bring a good, glad, kosher Minchas Oimer. Because right now it's Chadash. But the Gemara said, to the extent that it's going to be Chadash after you brought the Minchas Oimer, then how could you even be Mak of the Kaimis on the Mizbeach? Isn't there a problem with Mashke Yisrael? So Rabbi Adar Bar Hava gave the first teretz to explain Reish Lakish. Rabbi Adar Bar Hava said, "Psan Reish Lakish is ein mechus hazman l'bei bayayim." It's true. Right now, this koymetz is chadash. There's a loisa say in the Torah that is rami on al karkafta to this koymetz, but it's going to go away later this day. They're going to bring a mincha later. You have a chayvus hayom to bring the mincha later. It's not just punk you're going to do it. You have to do it. So we know later today it's going to go away. I mean, it's going to go away later today. We look at it right now as if there's no psul chadash anymore. That was the first time. So Papa's suggesting another time. Time to time of the Rish Lakish. You know what China Rish Lakish is. Why is there no problem of me mashki Yisrael? Because Sava Heir Mizrach Matir. Because Rish Lakish holds a chiddush. Rish Lakish says that you really didn't have to bring the carbon oimer in order to be matir the tfuah hachadasha. The Pashtus Shittas is, that's the way the Psukim read, that you had to take from the Korban Omer, be makrivit, take from the Tefuah HaKadosha, give some to Hashem, and then afterwards, you could do whatever you want to do. You're allowed to eat from the Tefuah HaKadosha. Rish Lakish said not that way. Rish Lakish held that really, once the sun rises on Tezai and Nisan, the day that you're supposed to bring the Korban Omer is mutter. The reason you bring the Minchas Omer is because it's a mitzvah, and lekatchila, you're not supposed to eat until after you bring the Korban Mincha. But really, on a d'oraisa level, the truth is, you're allowed to wake up in the morning and you're allowed to start eating from the Tefuah HaKadosha. If that's the case, there's no kasha. What's the kasha? How can you be makriv the koimitz? Isn't there a problem with Mashki Yisrael? There's no problem with Mashki Yisrael. Because on a biblical level, on a d'oraisa level, as soon as the sun rises, Tezai and Nisan, it's already mutter. Now, Rish Lakish still said, don't eat from the Shirayim. Why not? Because the Katchila, you're not supposed to eat from the Tefuah HaKadosha until you bring the Korban Mincha. But at the same time, it's kosher. It's okay. If you eat it, you didn't eat Machalos Asuros. As a result, there's no issue of Mimashki Yisrael. And that's why Rish Lakish said that it's okay to bring this mincha despite the fact that it's not going to be matir at Tefuah HaKadosh. It says the Gemara, how do you know that Rish Lakish holds, hey, Mizrach is Ma'ariv, the Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish Damit Shavai? Because not only did Rish Lakish say it, Rabbi Yochanan also said it, I feel it was Mashbeis HaMikdash Kayim, even when the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, hey, Mizrach matir, the Mizrach was matir. Now, Bizmancha in Beis HaMikdash Kayim, it's Poshet on a Deiraisa level, hey, Mizrach is matir. But even when there was a Beis HaMikdash where there wasn't Minchas Omer, still, hey, Mizrach, that was matir. Says the Gemara, Hadar Rish Lakish, Labathar Shitma, El Michlali Itma. This Chiddush of Rish Lakish is not Mufurish anywhere, but rather it's something that we know Michlal. I mean, he never said it. Rish Lakish never walked into Beis Medrash and said, Rabbeisai, I feel it was much Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Heir Mizrach Matah. But it's something that we derive from a Rish Lakish. Now we went to the mission, Imavim Minchas Bikurim, Minchas Behemo, Kaidim Laim. You weren't allowed to bring a Minchas Bikurim or a Minchas Behemo from the Tfuah Hadasha, that is, before the Korban Omer was brought. The Korban Omer was Matah to bring Korbonos from the Tfuah Hadasha. Vimhevi, if somebody brought a carbon from the Tefuah HaKadosha before the carbon Omer, possible. Additionally, the Mishnah continues and says that really you're not supposed to bring a carbon from the Tefuah HaKadosha koidem l'shtei halechem. Now the shtei halechem were brought 50 days later. That's Sfiras HaOmer. Tisbru chamishim yoim, and then you bring the shtei halechem. So on some level, the shtei halechem was also not the Tefuah HaKadosha. Not for the for lehedyet, but rather legalaya, stating that v'mhevi kasha. If you would bring a carbon mincha from the Tefuah HaKadosha before the Shtei HaLechem, it would be okay. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, "This is the part that we need." In the name of Reish Lakish, lo yishanu ala bar ba'asar ubecham yishasar. This is all true. 14th day of Nisan, the 15th day of Nisan. For example, avol b'shishasar, but on the 16th day of Nisan, in hevi kasha, if you would bring a carbon mincha from the Tefuah HaKadosha before bringing the mincha soimer, it would be okay. What's the reason? Alma kosava heir mizrach matir. As long as heir mizrach, that's going to be enough for it to be mutter. Bottom line is, this concludes the discussion of Reish Lakish, who's the second Shita, who argues with Rav. Rav's Shita was that a Minchas Omer Shloi Lashma is possible. Reish Lakish Shita was Minchas Omer Shloi Lashma is kosher. But being that it's Le'olu L'Bayim L'Shem Chayver, it's not Matid the Tefuah HaKadosha. So although ordinarily the Kehanim are allowed to eat the Shiyari Mincha, this Shiyari Mincha, they would not be able to. Rava Amar, Rava is the third sheet. The Mincha Saim Eshekim Sa Shloi Lashma K'sheira U'Shiyareo Necholin. That not only is a Mincha Saim Erkasher, not only could you eat the Shirayim, not like Rish Lakish, but the Eina Tzricha Mincha Saim Acheres Latira. Not just that, you don't even have to bring a third Mincha Saim. How's that possible? Says Rava, because the only time a Machshava can cause problems to a carbon is if it meets three criteria. You have to be able to check off three boxes. Number one, B'misha Roi L'Avoida. The one doing the Avoida, that had the Machshava Shaloi L'Shma, has to be someone that's Roi L'Avoida. U'bedavar HaRoi L'Avoida. The Avoida being done had to have been a Dover HaRoi L'Avoida. And finally, U'bemakim HaRoi L'Avoida. It would have to have been done in a makim that's Roi L'Avoida. B'misha Roi L'Avoida, La'afuke Koyin, Balmut. That's coming. Lafuke for koyim b'almum did the avodah here. Machshava shaloi l'shma. Being that avodah is possible, he's not someone that's roi l'avodah. So that wouldn't create problems. Ain't a machshava me'elas in such an instance. Ubedavar roi l'avodah. What does that mean? Lafuke mincha soimer. Deloi chazihu. That's coming. Lafuke mincha soimer. Dechidishu. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Because you don't find anywhere that a carbon mincha was brought from soimer. All menachas were brought from Chitin. You don't find that it was brought from Sairim. Being that you don't find anywhere that it was brought from Sairim, it comes out, listen to this, the ingredients of the Mincha Sa'imer is not Dover HaRoy, it's not ingredients of Avodah. It's Mechel Behema. It's not ingredients that we use for avodah. Being that it's not ingredients that we use for avodah, we almost don't even look at it as avodah. So how could you have a machshava apisalas when you bring in the minchas haomer? You want to have a machshava apisalas when you bring in minchas haomer? What? You had a machshava shalai lishma, and you learned the beginning of zvachim and the beginning of menachis. You made it through at least the first week of zvachim menachis daf yomi, so you know there's a very least. Everybody knows this, that there's a psul shalai lishma by zvachim and menachis, right? So, this is different. This is not even a regular mincha. This is not this because this is not avoida. This is not a dovah roil avoid. Rashi, what about the Minchas Kanois? Spoke about that yesterday. The Minchas Kanois and the Minchas Ha'omer were the two Menachis that were brought Minhas Ha'orim. She did Maitse Behema, therefore her carbon is Maicha Behema. So there is another one. So Rashi says two Terutz. One Terutz Rashi says, it's true, there is another example of a Mincha that was brought Minhas Ha'orim, but it wasn't the same types of Ha'orim. Different types of Sa'orim, not all Sa'orim were created equally. Bottom line is this Sa'orim that was used for the Mincha Sa'orim is a unique type of Sa'orim. You don't find it anywhere else. Thus, we look at it as a Dovah Sheni Roi Lavoid. But then Rashi says, you're asking great. Rashi's Kasha. But then Rashi asks, says a Gevaldige Chiddush. Rashi says, alternatively, you could say, V'oi, the Lav Avoidahi. It could be that the Mincha Sa'orim also was an Avoidah. So the kmitza and putting it into the keli and the ilach and the aktara and everything, it wasn't really avoidus. You know how I know it wasn't avoidus? Because avoidus done in a carbon, that's mechaper. It comes to accomplish something. This is nothing. This is all part of the process. This is levavari oven. Is drinking the mei soita an avoida? No. So the minchas kenoi is also not avoida. It's also not going to be avoida. I freaked Rashi. If that's true, the Mishnah, Yehuda's Kasha, how could you tell me Rava, that a minchas oimer shaloi lishma is kosher, because it doesn't pass shaloi lishma a minchas oimer, because it's bum and asoirin, and on some level we don't even look at it as avoida. Minchas soite teichiach. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said kol amenachesh enikmus shaloi lishma ksheirois chutz mi minchas choite minchas kanois. The minchas kanois is the minchas soite, and it was also bum and asoirin. And Rashi saying it's also not avoida. So why is that? It's going to be possible. And Rashi says this right here. V'hai de pasul machshava b'minchas kanois mishum derachmano kariyachatas, because the Torah called the minchas kanois achatas, so that even though it's not really avoida, but at the same time it gets treated with the laws of avoidas, and just like achatas shloy l'shma is possible, the minchas kanois shloy l'shma is going to be possible as well. And again, Rashi's borrowing this term. We spoke about this yesterday. Chatas kariyachmano from paraduma. Paraduma is kachiv elagabayis, but chatas kariyachmano, and therefore it conforms to a lot of the halachas of kachiv mizbech. Same thing. Minchas kanois, no, it's just part of the process. Pumped that involves the mizbech, whatever. But it has nothing to do with a carbon. It's not an avoida. So why then is there a psul shalei lishma? Chatas kai rachmana that you have by the minchas haomer. You don't have chatas kai rachmana by the minchas haomer. That's why Rava holds them. When it comes to the minchas haomer, it's even going to be kosher. That's the third shita. Freit Rav Kiva Eger Tamu. He says, I don't even know how to read this Rashi. We had a whole Gemara in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, where the Gemara wanted to find the makar. How you know that the minchas kanoi shalei lishma is possible? So the Gemara said, bishlema minchas chayte. It says chatasi chatas kai rachmana. But minchas kanoi, how do you know it? Avoinei, but the Gemara only had the Chatas Kari Rachmana. The Gemara only had the Chatas Kari Rachmana for the Minchas Chayt. Didn't have it for the Minchas Chayt. Additionally, the Gemara came out, you can't learn anything from Chatas. V'shachat Oysa Amar Rachmana. You can't learn anything from Chatas. So Freit Rav Kiva Eger, right here on the side, Tamua Li, that's the way he starts his piece. He ends the piece, Tamua. So it's a 8-line Gilyan Hashas sandwich between the words Tamua and Tamua. You get the gist. It's a very, very shver Rashi. Regardless, let's just finish Rava. So Rava said, and what does it mean when we say ubemakom roi la'avoda, that the milchas haomer, that the only time you have a machshava pesel is if it was brought to the makom roi la'avoda lafuke nifke mizbech. It's coming lafuke if the mizbech was pogum sugyim mesechta zvachim. The certain karbanos that weren't able to be brought, so that if you're Kayan did the avoida. He was the right kind of Kayan. He was doing the right type of avoida. But it just so happens it was Nifkem HaMizbech. That too would be a reason that you would not be able to have a machshava apaiseles. The machshava wouldn't be mayeles b'kaygam. So again, three shitas minchas ha'omer. Rav shitas minchas ha'omer shloi l'shma. It's possible, even though it's not mentioned in the Mishnah, but it's possible. Rish Lakish shita is it's kosher v'le'olu b'ayim l'shem chayva. His caveat is that the Kehana would not be able to eat from the Shiori HaMincha. And then finally, Rav Shita is that a Mincha Soimah Shalei L'Shma is going to be kosher. So just to speak out, a little bit of raid that really relates to a lot of the things that we've been talking about the first few days here in Masechtas Menachos. It also relates a little bit to some of the Gemaras, some of which we learned together and some of which we didn't learn together, in the end of Masechtas Zvachim. That is the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Lamed Zayin Amad Beis, Daf Lamed Chesam and Aleph, that discusses that when the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael, the very first Pesach that was celebrated in Gilgal, so they brought the carbon Pesach. It's a pasuk in Sefer Yeshua. They ate matzos. It's also a pasuk in Sefer Yeshua. And it's pesukim in Parshas Bo. Of course, the erev toichel matzos. You have an obligation to eat matzos. The question the Gemara discusses is: when did the Yidden eat matzah? The very first seder. When exactly did they eat matzah? Did they eat matzah when you're supposed to eat matzah? B'leil tezvav nisan, like the Torah says, erev toichel matzos. Or suggests the Gemara could be they didn't eat a b'leil tezvav. They ate a b'leil tezai. Why? Because when the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael, all the tefuah in Eretz Yisrael was chadash. If it was chadash, you can't take the tefuah and start making matzah from it. There's a nisa chadash. So they first had to bring the minchas oimer to be matzah the tefuah hachadasha so that they'd be able to eat matzah. When do you bring the minchas oimer? On tezai and nisa. So it's a machlokes in the Gemara. One man domar says, no, they ate the matzahs the way you're supposed to eat the matzahs. Be'erev toichel matzahs. Another man says, no, chas v'sholem. How could they have eaten the matzah? Be'el tezvav. Be'el tezvav, I understand. That's the way by yoyim, but there was a problem. All the tefuah was chadash. And the tefuah wasn't going to be mutter until they brought the minchas oimer. The minchas oimer was born on tezayin. So they didn't eat matzah by the first seder in Eretz Yisrael. They waited. On tezayin, the first day chalamai, they brought the minchas oimer. And then that night, there was a suda. Everybody was mekayim the mitzvah of matzah. But they could not be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah be'itoy u'bezmanoy. The reason is simply because there was a nesach chavash. It's interesting that if you look at the pasuk inside, so it's in Sefer Yeshua Perikei, the pasuk says, Vayachnu b'nei Yisrael ba'gilgal, Vayasu es ha'pes. So if you remember, the Gemara Masechet Zvachim Daf Kuf Yud Ches Aleph was very bothered. Why the Torah has to say that when the Yidden came into Gilgal, they brought the Karban Pesach? Of course, what else did they do? It was Yud Dalad Nisan. Is there a Havamina that they went to brought the Karban Pesach? And the Gemara brought two drushes, two halachas that we learned from this pasuk. Incidentally, Pashup Shad in the pasuk, I think, is that we know when the Yidden were in the Midbar, they didn't bring the Karban Pesach. They only brought one Pesach. It's the one that's mentioned in Parshas Baal Loischa in the context of the Pesach Sheni. Rashi says, Lahagid Gnusan Shal Yisrael, that they only brought one Karban Pesach. The question is why? The Ramban Al HaTorah in Parshas Baal Loischa discusses that very great detail. Tosfos in Masechtas Kedushin discusses it in very great detail as well. Pashup Shad is because they were Areilim. Why were they Areilim? Because you didn't have the Ruach Tzvayinus, whatever. But the point is that they didn't bring the Karban Pesach. When they were 39 years, they didn't bring the Karban Pesach. Now they walk into Eretz Yisrael, says the Torah. Vayasu as a Pesach. I think it's very newsworthy because they hadn't brought the Karban Pesach for 39 days. Regardless, that's what the Torah is. Very next pasuk. Vayoychlu me'avur ha'aretz mimachras ha'pesach matzois v'kolu b'etam yemezet. The next day, vayoychlu me'avur ha'aretz mimachras ha'pesach matzois v'kolu. Mimachas haPesach, they ate matzah. Zok Teil Gerashi. What does it mean, Mimachas haPesach? Yoyim hanofas haOmer. They didn't do it when they were supposed to do it. It was the day after Pesach, meaning the day after Tezvav. When's the first day Pesach? Tezvav Nisan. The next day, Tezayin, they brought the Karban Omer, says Rashi. Krivo Omer Tchil. And then afterwards, they went ahead and they ate matzah. Rashi's going, like the man Domar Masechtos Kedushin, that holds that they couldn't eat Pesach. They couldn't eat matzah bismanoi because there was a problem of chadash. They had to wait until they brought the carbon oimer. If you look at the Radak says, Mimachas haPesach, when did they eat it? Lel chamisha asa b'nisan. They ate it in its proper time. Why is that called Mimachas haPesach? Because when did they bring the carbon Pesach? On Yudalad Nisan. So bring that they caught the carbon Pesach Yudalad Nisan, Tezvav is considered Mimachas haPesach. So it's interesting. You have a Rashi and a Radak that are both being mefarish, apostolic in the Torah, apostolic in Sefer Yehoshua. One is being mefarish like one man domin kedushin lamed zayin lamed ches. The other is being mefarish like the other man domin kedushin lamed zayin lamed ches. It's interesting. I was thinking this is the fourth time we had such an anam in the last few weeks, where you find, and this is something that you see very, very often, where the commentary on the Tanakh will sometimes pick sides as it relates to being mefarish a pasuk. We had it regarding Pinchas, right? When did Pinchas become a kohen? So it's machlokes in the Gemara. Zvachan daf kufal on the base. Was he a kohen when he killed Zimri? Was he not a kohen when he killed Zimri? So if you look in the Rishonim, I'll tell you right in the beginning of Parashas Pinchas, it's a confusion. It's a machlokes Rishonim. Really, it's a shayla in the Gemara. When did Yisrael come? So when you learn Chumash, it's a machlokes Eben Ezra and the Ramban. Did Yisrael come before Matan Torah? That's the way it's written in the Torah. Or is it a muktam umamochabat Torah? So it's machlokes Ramban and Eben Ezra. That's when you learn Chumash. When you learn Zvachan Tefachim, Daf Kuf Tezayin Amar Aleph, it's a Machlikis Tanoim. It's Mefurish in the Tanoim, exactly when he came. Shchutei Chutz, right? Remember the parish of Shchutei Chutz, which was the topic of Perek HaShoich of Amaylo, and the beginning of Perek Paras Chattas. So the Issa Shchutei Chutz in the Midbar, was it only with regards to Mukdashin? Or was it true for Chulin as well? Rashi says, "B'muktoshen akasam adaber." Chulin, you're allowed to shech machutz. It's only kachim you're not allowed to shech. Rabban says, "No, you weren't allowed to shech chulin machutz either, because the 40 years that the Yidden were in the midbar, they weren't allowed to eat pasul time." It's machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Chulin daf design of base. See, you have machlekes Rashi and Rabban, which is really machlekes Tano. So it's very here. You have it again. Machlekes Rashi and the Radak. What pasuk shana the pasuk is again? When you learn Navi, it sounds like a very nice machlekes Rishayim. It's not machlekes Rishayim. Machlekes Tano. It's a mefurish gemar. A conversation for another day. But regardless, we digress. Regardless, there's a machlekes in the Gemara. The first time that the Jews ate matzah by this very first Seder in Eretz Yisrael, after 39 years of not being able to bring the Karban Pesach, they bring the Karban Pesach, gewaldig, now they want to eat matzah. It's machlekes. Could they eat matzah by the lamb saved, the Be'er of Teichlu Matzahs? Rashi, based on one sheet in the Gemara, in Mesechtes Kedushin says, no, they couldn't. They had to wait, mimachras ha-Pesach, until they brought the Karban Omer, because only then were they able to eat from the Tvoah Chadash. Tosfos, in Mesechtes Kedushin, Chesamad Aleph, brings from the Yerushalmi, that asks the Gevaldige Kashi. Great, Yerushalmi, I don't understand. We know the rule is aseis doichalos aseis. So what was the problem? Why would the Yidden not let it eat matzah from the Tfuah Chadasha? Because it says in the Torah, you're not let it eat from the Tfuah Chadasha. Yovo yasei dachilas matzah, the yidchalos aseis, the isa chadash. Yishmak akasha. And Tosfos says two terutzim. One terutz Tosfos says is, the ein asei de koidem hadibur, Inami Tosa says a second teretz. Yeshloy mar the gzeira kizayis rishon otu kizayis sheni. Kshmak. Tosfos inami second teretz says it's true. The first kizayis matzah. You mekayim a mitzvah. I mean, you mekayim a mitzvah. You could be doicha the lois I say of the Issa Chodesh. What about the second kezayis? You already mekayim a mitzvah. Being that you were mekayim a mitzvah, you have no basis anymore to be doicha. So there's a gzeira kezayis rishona. It's true, the first kezayis, the iraisa, technically you should be able to be mekayim. But what about the kezayis shniyah? Now, the truth is, there's a whole discussion in the poskim whether you're mekayim or an asay by the second kezayis. Right, the Vilna Goyen used to eat shalashudis even on Pesach. It's a miskiumis. After all, miskiumis has an ability to be doichalos. I say the pashtus is not, and that's where Tosfos is coming from. But regardless, Tosfos teretz. That being that you only have the mitzvah chiyuvis with the first kezayis, the second you don't. Therefore, if you eat one, there's a reasonable chashash that you may go eat a second kezayis. For that, you're not going to have the tchid. Then you're going to be able to lose this. Exerik. Kezayis rishayna, otu kezayis. The Shagasariya asks a gevaldige kasha on Tosfos. The Shagasariya asks that where did Tosfos get this lumdis from? He says, if you would ask me, I would say he got it from a sugi mesachtis yevamis from all places. The Gemara over there is discussing Yibum in the context of a Chayvei Lavan. So if a Chayvei Lavan falls Liyibum, so the Gemara says, Midei Raisa, we should say that the Asay of Yavam and Yavay Alas, Deicha, whatever the Lois Asay is. Say Asay, Deicha, Lois Asay. Stating that, the Gemara says, you don't do Yibum by a Chayvei Lavan. Chayletzes, you have to Chalitza, because it's a Zika, but Veloy Misyabemes, you can't do Yibum. Fake Gemara, why not? Let the Asay of Yibum be Deicha. So the Gemara says, Gzeir be Rishayna, to be a Shnea. Because the Mitzvah Asay of Yibum is only to be a Rishayna. You don't have a Mitzvah to be a Shnea. So Gzeir be Rishayna, to be a Shnea. It could be, it's very, very different. Because in one case, we're discussing arayos. In another case, we're discussing achila. It's different taivas. Arayos chazal say, nafshin shalodam michamdosan umisavasan. You don't find that when it comes to taivas achila. So it says the Shagasari, maybe the only time we have a right to say gzeira, bi rishayna, otu bi yishniya, is when it comes to arayos. You're going to say the bi rishayna is mutta, but the bi yishniya is asar. So al zen nemar, gzeira, bi rishayna, otu bi yishniya, because it's something that nafshin shalodam, michamdosan, umisavasan. But when it comes to taivas achila, mechatesi. Maybe when it comes to achila, it's going to be different. What came to mind was the chuvas from Kivega that we spoke at a few times, and that is with regards to there was a case where there was this questionable kedushin that happened in a forest, remember, and the Rabbanim were trying to find a way to disqualify this kedushin. It was a bad situation, and the Rabbanim were trying to get out of it, and the way they tried getting out of it was by determining that one of the Eidei kedushin was pasul Eidos. But they didn't really have a basis for it. So somebody said that they saw this person sitting in a barbershop somewhere, and he was being over the Isra of Leisakifu Pa'as Reishchem, and they did more due diligence, they looked into it a little bit deeper, and they found that no one actually saw his here cut in the way where he'd be over Leisashkes Paskan, I think is what it was. But regardless, no one ever saw it happen. What they saw him sitting in the barbershop. They saw him with the apron around. He was holding his newspaper. Everything, it was all done. But no one physically saw the act take place. But they wanted a taina that just like by Arias, there's an idea of Ad Sheyiru Kederech HaMenachem. As long as you see two people acting in a certain way, that's enough bait. You don't have to see Kimchal V'Shveiferes when it comes to prosecuting somebody Binyan Eretz. Maybe this would be enough. And Reb Kiveger in a tshuva says, no way. When it comes to Arias, you want to know why Ad Sheyiru Kederech HaMenachem is enough basis. That's because Arias is Nafshin Shalod Mechamdasan Mesavasam. So we have to assume that if they were acting Kederech HaMenachem, one thing led to another. But when it comes to taking a haircut, okay, so maybe he wanted a shave with a razor, and it's a kechap. He had to hear a tshuva. At the end of the day, he has a cheskes kashrus. And you can't, point is, you can't shtel tsuwa yisoid that you find by Arias to another area, even though it's reason, it's not a far fetched tsushtel. But at the end of the day, al zen nemar, Arias is nafshin shalod, mechandosim nesavasim. From Kiveg and the Chagas said that they're both mechavin to the same hergish. That even though it's reasonable, if you say gzeir bishan to bishneir, why shouldn't you say gzeir kzayas bishan to gzayas shneir? I hear, but at the end of the day, you can't learn anything from Arias. Because maybe Chazal will only megalit us by Arias, because by Arias, it's something that there's a tremendous yitzahara for. But when it comes to Achilu, maybe not. Regardless, that's Tosfos. But I'm going to tell you a beautiful shag, Avni Nezer. Avni Nezer, in Hilchas Pesach, it's in Eirech Chaim, Simen Shin Ayin Ches. So he brings Tosfos Kasha, and he says a teretz, but behektim two yesoidas. So you have to have two yesoidas in order to fully get the teretz of the Avni Nezer. The first is a Gemara Mesechtes Pesachim Daf Tzadik Amar Aleph, where the Gemara says a beautiful chiddush, certainly in light of the fact that we're learning Kachem now, so we can appreciate this. And that is that the matzah and the maror that were eaten at the Leil HaSeder, back in the day when there was a Beis HaMikdash, served a dual purpose. On the one hand, they were mitzvahs. Matzah is a mitzvah d'oraisa, maror is more of a discussion. But the point is that there's a regular mitzvah. Just like there's a mitzvah to take dalad minin, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, there's a mitzvah to eat maror. But they really served a second purpose as well. The second purpose was, they were also machshirei karban. Because the Torah says that when you eat the Karban Pesach, al matzos umirayrim yechlu, you're supposed to eat it together with matzos and mara. And being that you're supposed to eat it together with matzos and mara, so it comes out, they served a second purpose, and that is they're acting as machshirei karban. They're ancillaries to the karban. Because you can't properly be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas Pesach without matzos and mara. That's the Gemara Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Tzadik Amar Aleph. The second Gemara is the Gemara Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, where the Gemara says that all the psulim that you have regarding karbanos relate to machshirei karban as well. The context over there is you had avonim, stones, that somebody worshipped as avodah zarah. You want to take that stone now, build a mizbeach for it. Is it okay or is it not okay? Now, a karban can't be a nevad. Can't take an animal that was nevad, even if it was only muktzah, it was only set aside for avodah zarah. That's enough to render it unfit. It cannot be used as a karban. But over here, you're not taking the avonim and offering it as a carbon. You want to build a mizbeach, which is an ancillary to a carbon, and you want to use the stones for the mizbeach that were previously worshipped as avodah zarah. So it's a gemara. It's a gemara avodah zarah daf mevav mebeis rav rami bar chama. But the gemara comes out, you can't, because just like there's a psul nevad when it comes to the actual carbon, there's also a psul nevad when it comes to the machshirei carbon. Says the Avni Nezer, if that's the case, it comes out that matzah and maror have to conform to the laws of kachem. Unbelievable. Because if the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis that machshirei karbin have to conform to the laws of kachem, and the Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Tzadik that Pesach and Mor, in addition to them being ordinary chetzai shal mitzvah, they're also machshirei karbin, since back to the envelope of arithmetic. It comes out that the matzah and mor had to conform to Seder Kachem. So it doesn't just have to conform to Masechtas Pesachim, it has to conform to Seder Kachem as well. Says the Avni Nezer, if that's the case, we know there's halacha mimashki Yisrael. Mimashki Yisrael says that anything that's asr b'achila is unfit to be a karbin. If that's the case, how could you eat matzah that's chadash? What was Tosfos Kasha? Let the asay of achilas matzah be doicha the lois asay of chadash. No problem. The lois asay is nitcha. But at the end of the day, this matzah, is it chadash? Of course it's chadash. Asay doicha lois asay doesn't make the matzah not be chadash. There's a concept of hutra. But asay doicha lois asay is not hutra. It's the paradigm of dechuya. Asay doicha Right? With a chesed, that's a doicha loisaseh, right? So the point is of course it's working with tchia. What does tchia mean? It's chadash, 100%. It is 1,000% chadash. Narvas, being that at the time that I'm being over the loisaseh of chadash, I'm also being mekayim a mitzvah, it's okay. But at the end of the day, it's chadash. If it's chadash, there's a problem with mashki Yisrael. If there's a problem with mashki Yisrael, I can't be mekayim a mitzvah matzah. You're right, mitzad the iser chadosh, there's no problem. Loisasei, there's no loisasei issue. That was the Yerushalmi's kasha. Let us say, matzah b'doicha b'loisei chadosh. What was the problem of the first Pesach in Gilgal? Why did the Yidden have to wait until bringing the Oimran Tezayin Nisa the Cholomite in order to be able to eat the carbon, to eat the matzah? Why couldn't they just be makrivit? Let us say, b'doicha, it's true. Asei could have been doicha loisasei. Mitzad, they wouldn't have been over an iser. Because asei, a matzah would have been doicha. But at the end of the day, it was possible. It was possible to be used as matzah. Because matzah has two roles. Matzah has the mitzvah of achilas matzah, but it also has to come and act as an ancillary to the carbon Pesach. The Torah says a matzah is merer yechlu, so that it's also machshirei carbon. And mitzad the machshirei carbon shabai. Mitzad the machshirei carbon shabai. It's possible because the problem in Mashki Yisrael, Azoyet Abnei Nezer, Ge'en for Taisas Kasha. Regardless, it's getting late early. We just have to do a little bit more Gemara. Tana Rabbanon. So the Gemara is going to digress, and then it's going to come back, and we'll figure out why it digressed. Kishuayim in Abakar, it says, right in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra. Im oyla karbonoi min habakar zachin tamin yakrivenu. And the Gemara darshins the word min habakar. Shein tamalim, why do I have to say min habakar? El leitzei satrei. It's coming to teach me that a treifa cannot be used as a carbon. You're not allowed to take a treifa and use it as a carbon. Says the Gemara about leidinu. L'churo, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that you can't use a treifa as a carbon? Shouldn't I know that mikal v'chemer? Ma ba'amum shemu teres lehedid asro l'gvay. Ma lech ba'amum that a hedid's allowed to eat. Right, you're allowed to buy chicken in the grocery store that came from an animal that was a baal mum. As long as it wasn't a treifa, it's okay. But if it has an ordinary mum, it's fine. So a baal mum is muteris lehedyet, but it's also legvaya. It's a treifa shasura lehedyet, enu din shasura legvaya. So certainly a treifa, which even a hedyet's not allowed to eat, certainly you shouldn't be able to give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Gemara says, meaning, so why do I need a pasuk? Why do I need min habakar to tell me that you can't use a treif as a carbon? Shouldn't I know that mikal v'chaymet? The Gemara says, chelo dam yechicho, no. Chelo v'dam yechicho. Sha'asurin lehedyet, umutarin legevaya. Chelo v'dam, a hedyet's not allowed to eat. Stating that, what do you do with the chelev? That's the emurim, the fats that went on the mizbech. That was the mitzvah saktar. What do you do with the dam? You did zriga with the dam. So you see that just because something's also lehedyet doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be also legvaya, but the Gemara says, Mal chelav adam shekeim bo in michlal heter. Chelav adam, it's true. You have an example of something that's also lehedyet, it's mutar legvaya, but you only found it in a case of something that although it's also lehedyet, but it comes from something that's mutar lehedyet. Toima betrefa shekula asura, as opposed to a trefa which is entirely also lehedyet. How do you know something that's 100% also lehedyet could still be mutar legvaya? I mean, your toichiach from chelav adam is not a direct, it's not a perfect parallel to what it is we're discussing. Says the Gemara. So therefore, v'lo teimu teres legvaya. Maybe it should be also legvaya. So why do I need a pasuk min habakar to tell me that a trefa is also legvaya? Shouldn't I know it kal v'chaymer? But the Gemara says, I have another toichiach. Malika toichiach, shakula iser. When you do malika with a knife, it becomes entirely aser. Vasuru lehedyet, right? Umutaris legvaya. Still, it's mutal legvaya. So you see something that's also lehedyet could be mutal legvaya. Any oif that had malika, it's also lehedyet, it's an avela, but it's mutal legvaya. The Gemara says, Mala malika shkenk tu shasa oistrasa. Maybe malika is different. The reason malika is also lehedyet, and the reason malika is mutal legvaya is because the malika somehow gives it kedusha. So maybe it's not the pshat that you have some random soul that doesn't affect hedyet, that affects hedyet but doesn't affect gavaya. That wouldn't make sense. Because in the world of kal v'chaymer, tain is the gemara, that shouldn't make sense. Malika is not that. Malika is not a soul that affects hedyet that doesn't affect hekadosh. Malika is an avoida. Malika is a dover niskov. It gives kedusha. And that's a svara in the world of Hekdesh. That's not a svara in the world of Hedyet. So therefore, Masha Enkeim Betreifa, how could you relate that to Treifa, which isn't a dover that's Moisef Kedusha? To the contrary, it's a dover Shalpsol. So if you see if it's a dover Shalpsol for Hedyet, certainly it should be a dover Shalpsol for Hekdesh. Enkdushasa Israsa. So Taina's the Gemara that Luchura, if that's the case, again, why do I need a Pasuk? Right? Why do I need a Pasuk? I'm in a Bakrit Lohitiyas Treifa. L'chura kal v'chaymer. Mad chabal mum, which is mutter lehedyet, is asur legvaya. Treifa, which is just it's a mum on steroids. That's what it is. That's what treifa is. It's even a worse mum. So treifa, which is asur lehedyet, certainly it should be asa legvaya. Says the Gemara, v'im hashev oisa. If you're going to tell me, no, you have a pircha, shoyimim in abaka lamata, shein tamal bamil oisas atrefa. Therefore, we have a pasuk. Interesting brisa. So the brisa said, I have a pasuk. I don't need a pasuk because I have a kal v'chaymer. The Gemara doesn't frag up what the kal v'chaymer is. But the Gemara says, if you can have a pirch on the kal v'chaymer, you'll have the pasuk. Ma'im hashe voisa. And the Gemara is going to give six pshatim, and it's going to take us deep into tomorrow's daf. Let's just start it. Amar Rav, Mishum Iklam Eimar, because you could say, Minchas Oimer Teichiach. L'chura, I'll tell you, Ave Teichiach. You want to find an example of something that's mutter ligvaya, but also lehedyit? Minchas Ha'omer Teichiach, Shasur lehedyit, Umutaras ligvaya. The topic of today's daf. That's why we're discussing this right now. The Minchas Ha'omer was also lehedyit, because it was Chadash, but at the same time, there was no problem with Mashke Yisrael. You were allowed to put in a give it ligvaya. But the Gemara says, Ma'am, Minchas Ha'omer Shekeh Materas Chadash. Maybe Minchas Ha'omer is different, because you find that Minchas Ha'omer has a special kayach, it could be Mater Chadash, being that it's Mater Chadash, that's why it's Mutter ligvaya, despite the fact that it's also lehedyit. These are all Dakis Svaras, very, very subtle Svaras, this whole Gemara, which the Gemara does sometimes. In the world of Matzah, the Gemara, right, the Gemara always says Pircha Kaldo, so these are like Pirchas Kaldo. But the bottom line is, but says the Gemara, that at the end of the day, Mincha Soimer is Matah Chadash, so maybe that it's Matah Chadash, maybe that's why you find this anomaly, despite the fact that it's also Lehedit, it's going to be Mutal Ligvaya. But Treif is not Matar anything, so maybe that Treif is not Matar anything, it reasons to say that if it's also Lehedit, it should be also Ligvaya as well. Says the Gemara, what about Pishvias? On Shemitah, where there is no chadash, because you're not allowed to plant. So if there's no chadash on Shvius, it comes out the Minchas Omer wasn't matter, chadash b'Shvius, they still brought the Minchas Omer by Shvius. So you have a case of a Minchas Omer that's also a hedyet, it's mutter legevaya, despite the fact that it's not being matter chadash. So the Gemara Shvius, not Mishkei Mater, it's Svichem Shvius. It's not true. There were the Svichei Shvius, those were the things that grew spontaneously, they grew on their own. And as a result, there too, the Minchas Omer was matter. So if the Minchas Omer was matter, you see, it's even on Shvius, it's being matter. But the Gemara says, Rabbi Yakiva, almost Svichem Asur B'Shvius. Not everybody holds that. And like Rabbi Yakiva, they don't. Svichem is also B'Shvius. Amalei Rav Acha, Bar Abba Rav Ashi, Rabbi Yakiva Nami Lifrach. But even according to Rabbi Yakiva, I could ask, Malam Minchas Omer Shekei Materes Chadosh B'Chutz Laretz. It's still matter chadash. It's matter chadash in chutz laretz. But I feel a mandam chadash, but chutz laretz lav day rise. Even a mandam that says a chadash not aser in chutz laretz. But she came bala hatu lav shebetoicha. But at the very least, the minchas oimer. Or what are we saying? We're saying that there's no din really to be matter chadash on shvius because you're not allowed to have chadash on shvius. Because Shvius, the Svichei Shvius are aser, and you're not allowed to grow on Shvius. So, Memelo, what exactly are Bimata? So, Gemara says, I hear. But at the end of the day, even if you're going to tell me the Svichei Shvius are aser, you're not allowed to eat it, whatever. But if there was an Isser Chadosh, at the end of the day, the Minchas Omer would be matter. So at the end of the day, isn't the Minchas Omer being matter the Lav Shevetoicha? Only Rav Achim Edifti Ravina, but Rav Achim Edifti Tol Ravina, Ihochi, if that's the case, Trefa Nami Takriv Vetater Lav Shevetoicha, if you're telling me that at the very least, you have an example of something that's Aser Lehedit, Mutter Ligvaya, because when we say it's Mutter Ligvaya, it's going to be matter the Lav Shevetoicha, then at the very least, I should need a pasuk to tell me that treif is also ligvaya, because without a pasuk, I would think that treif is mutter ligvaya, and at the very least, when you makriv the treifa, the hakrova should be matter the lav of treifa. Again, it's very hard to even say the words of the Gemara's kasha. Take a look at Tosfos and the Keren Ayra, but that is the Gemara's kasha. Ela parachachi, the Gemara says, you're right. That's not the percha. The percha is, you want to know why Minchas Omer is not a good taina? Because Mala Minchas Omer shekein mitzvah sebekach. Don't tell me Minchas Omer tekeach. Minchas Omer, it's true. You have an example of something that's asur lehedyet, mutar ligvaya. You're right, but what's the svar? What's going on behind the scenes? What's the rest of the story with the Minchas Omer? In Alei from the Tvoach Hadash, until you take some of it and you give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's true. You're giving it to Hashem before you're eating it. So it's mutal legvaya, despite the fact that it's also lehedyet. But that's the mitzvah. That's the way you're supposed to do it. So the Gemara says, you're right. So Rish Lakish, Shammai Rish Lakish says, that wasn't that pircha. When we say that you need a pasuk of Min HaBakar to be Matat Treifa, we don't mean, because without the pasuk, I would have had I couldn't have known it mikal v'chaymer because I would have said minchas oimer teichiach. Minchas oimer is not a teichiach because it's mitzvah sebekach. But Rish Lakish said mishum deiklam eimer v'fatam akteris yechiach. Shasal lehedyet. Hedyet's not let to make the keteris. So whatever the mixture of the keteris was, the hedyet is not let to do it. But for gvoy, you're allowed to do it. Shekein also lehedyet and mutal gvoy. But the Gemara says mefatim gavrahu. talking about the mefatim, the person. The person's not mutter or asal gvaya. He's just the person. Elopitam akhtaris yichik, right? We mean the khtaris itself. Shasal hedyet, the khtaris itself, you can't make the khtaris for hedyet. Umutal gvaya, but it's mutal gvaya. So you have an example of something that's asal hedyet, mutal gvaya, right? You don't have an example of something that's asal hedyet, mutal gvaya? I have a perfect example. Khtaris. Khtaris is also, you can't take the pitam akhtaris and use it like hedyet, but you could use it like vaya. So you see something is also hedyet and mutal gvaya, but the Gemara says the same teretz. That shekein malu pitam akhtaris, shekein mitzvah sebekach. That's mitzvah sebekach. I mean that it's mitzvah sebekach, it's for that reason you're allowed to do it. Bottom line is we're left hanging here, at least until tomorrow, to try to understand why exactly we need a pasuk to tell me that a treifa is something that's pasul lehakrava. Madach bal mum, which is a smaller mum, that's mutter lehedyet, is also legvaya. So certainly a treifa, which we think is a bigger mum, if it's mutter, which is such a big mum that it's even also lehedyet, certainly should be also legvaya.